A former RAF flight officer pleads guilty to negligence. A U.S. Air Force pilot has reached 1,000 hours in the F-22. And more sales are announced in Dubai. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, November 17th, 2011. In a bitter case dating back to August of 2007, former Royal Air Force Flight Lieutenant Robert Hamilton has pleaded guilty to a charge of negligence in the crash of an RAF Westland Puma helicopter in a field at Catterick Garrison, North Yorkshire. He also stands charged with willful neglect. That charge has not yet been settled in court. The accident claimed the lives of the pilot, a crewman, and a 17-year-old Army recruit who was among 12 occupants of the aircraft during a training mission. Hamilton was the co-pilot on the flight and suffered injuries which have left him a paraplegic. Vice Judge Advocate General Michael Hunter ordered Hamilton to reappear in court at Bulford, Wiltshire on December 16th for sentencing. In a somewhat remarkable turn of events, a person who apparently is the mother of one of the deceased has had an exchange on an internet forum with another poster claiming to be Hamilton, who commented, quote, "I can never forgive myself nor expect you to forgive me for what happened to your son. However, you need to know that I was merely the goon in the front seat representing a failed training system at RAF Benson. My deepest condolences have always been with you, and I only wish I had your address all these years to let you know." Unquote. A significant milestone has been reached by the pilot of the F-22 Raptor fighter. The U.S. Air Force reports that on November 4th, at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Alaska, Lieutenant Colonel David Pifferario, commander of the 302nd Fighter Squadron, became the first pilot to hit the 1,000-hour mark in the F-22. Pifferario commented, quote, "This is a great milestone for the pilots, maintainers, and contractors working on the jet and the F-22 program as a whole. The aircraft is maturing and getting better the more we fly and perform maintenance on it," unquote. Pifferario was part of the initial group who stood up the 477th Fighter Group in 2007, under which the 302nd Fighter Squadron falls. Before he was assigned to the only reserve unit in Alaska, Pifferario says he served 13 years on active duty in a variety of F-15E Strike Eagle and F-22 assignments. His history with the Raptor goes back to 2002, when he helped test the F-22 during follow-on evaluations. He then served as program manager and F-22 test director at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. So, was the four-month safety stand-down of the F-22 earlier this year, which delayed his milestone, frustrating? Pifferario says, quote, "More important to me than this milestone is that the F-22 fleet is safely in the air and accomplishing the mission. Air Combat Command's plan to resume flight operations was done in a deliberate and methodical manner with the safety of the pilots in mind," unquote. CAE announced Wednesday at the Dubai Air Show it has entered into a long-term agreement with Qatar Executive, Qatar Airways corporate jet subsidiary, for pilot training services on the Bombardier Global Express XRS and the Bombardier Challenger 605. The training will be conducted at Emirates CAE Flight Training in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. As the anchor customer, Qatar Executive will be the first to train its pilots on the new Challenger 605 full-flight simulator when that's qualified by regulators in early 2012. Training on the Bombardier Global Express XRS will begin this month. Training will include initial and recurrent courses for both aircraft, as well as a range of CAE e-learning general operating subjects. In the 2 years since its inception, Qatar Executive says it has rapidly evolved into a world-class corporate aviation company backed by the global expertise and track record of Qatar Airways. Emirates CAE Flight Training is jointly operated by the Emirates Group and CAE and is located close to Dubai International Airport. Rolls-Royce says it has signed a memo of understanding to provide Trent 700 engines to Avianca Tata for four Airbus A330s. The agreement includes Rolls-Royce Total Care, long-term engine services and support. The aircraft will be acquired by Avianca Tata and operated by its subsidiary, Tampa Cargo, which will become the first A330 freight operator in Latin America. The MOU is subject to final contractual agreement. Avianca Tata currently operates 7-passenger Trent 700 powered A330s, with 3 more to be delivered next year. Rolls-Royce says the Trent 700 is the only engine specifically designed for the Airbus A330 and is the most fuel-efficient, cleanest, and quietest engine for the aircraft. More than 1,400 of the engines are now in service or on firm order. Still ahead, the appeal failed and David Riggs is going to jail. A Chinese university will add the Cirrus SR-20 to its fleet. and someone will get a ride in a P-51 for $20. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, November 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Pilot David Riggs has been ordered to jail to begin serving a 60-day sentence first handed down last year after his conviction on charges connected to a low pass over the Santa Monica Pier in an L-39 jet in 2008. The stunt was staged to promote an independent movie titled Kerosene Cowboys, which was never released. Riggs' attorney filed an appeal after last year's conviction, but the sentence has been upheld. More recently, Riggs was listed as the chief pilot for an outfit called the Ultimate Air Racing Championship, which was promoted as putting several aircraft of widely varying capabilities into a race through a pylon course together. While apparently choreographed in a manner similar to pro wrestling, it was promoted to the public as actual racing, and the FAA blocked UARC from performing in a scheduled California event after it wasn't satisfied with the safety of the plan or the qualifications of the pilots. Riggs may end up serving only a small fraction of his sentence due to overcrowding in California jails, but he's also required to perform 60 hours of community service. He's served prison time in the past in the U.S. and elsewhere. Cirrus Aircraft announced this week that its SR-20 has been selected by the Civil Aviation Flight University of China to be used in training pilots. The school is at the largest flight university in the world with more than 8,000 full-time students studying civil aviation and related subjects. It's the only full-time regular institution of higher education for civil aviation pilots in China. The fleet of 20 Cirrus SR-20s will join an existing fleet of 200 airplanes on the Luoyang sub-college campus. In addition, the university is becoming a training center for Cirrus aircraft and will train technicians. The Civil Aviation Flight University of China is headquartered in Guanghan City, Sichuan Province, and also houses training centers for simulation flight, aero engine maintenance and aircraft repair, as well as the Sanxing General Airline Company Limited and Chinese Civil Aviation Scientific Research Base. A Piper Malibu that crashed in Colorado back on January 9, 2011, was last tracked by radar in a descent of more than 7,000 feet per minute. The revelation came Tuesday from NTSB investigator Jason Aguilera. The accident claimed the lives of 66-year-old Dr. Michael Welton, a urologist who practiced in Waterloo, Iowa, and 70-year-old passenger Roswitha Merrill, described by friends to KCRG-TV as Welton's longtime girlfriend. The couple was flying from the Phoenix area to Pueblo at the time of the accident. The NTSB says it's determined that the Malibu descended quickly from 25,000 feet to 14,200, climbed back to 19,200, then entered the rapid descent caught on radar records. Pyreps for moderate icing were received at the time, but Aguilera tells the Columbus, Indiana Republic he was unable to determine whether the plane had accumulated ice and that the cause is more likely to be a loss of control by the pilot than winds or turbulence. The NTSB's final report on probable cause is still months away. And finally today, in cooperation with Stallion 51 of Kissimmee, Florida, SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has launched a fundraising campaign that offers donors a shot at an introductory flight in the dual-control P-51 TF Mustang, known as the Little Witch. The flight is valued at $3,250, and the session includes 2 hours of pre- and post-flight briefings, plus 1 hour in the aircraft with a Stallion 51 instructor. SAFE Executive Director Doug Stewart says, quote, "We are extremely grateful to Little Witch owner Jim Goodwin for offering his beautifully restored aircraft to us for this campaign, and to the wonderful folks at Stallion 51, unquote. The winning ticket will be selected at random on Saturday, March 31st, 2012 in Lakeland, Florida. The winner will not only help create the flight's mission profile, but will also be given the opportunity to do most of the flying. A maximum of 2,000 tickets will be issued for donations of $20 per ticket. Tickets are available exclusively through the SAFE website. at www.safepilots.org. Just click on the thumbnail of the promotional poster you'll find on the right-hand side. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.